Praise the Lord for the two hymns that we just sang.
我们赞美主，为着他赐给我们这两首美好的诗歌，我们感谢他。
And may the Lord truly draw our hearts toward Him as the deer pants for the waters.
愿主实在吸引我们的心，就像鲁鹿渴慕溪水一样，来亲近的爱慕他。
And may we learn to fully rely upon the all-sufficient nature of our God.
让我们学习能够完全依靠我们这位全分全足的神。
Shall we pray?
我们一块来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Father, that you are indeed the all-sufficient one.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你，父亲啊，我们谢谢你，你实在是那个全分全有的神。
And Lord, you make up for all that we lack.
你实在是供应我们一切的需要。
Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you are our God.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是我们的神。
And Lord, this morning, our heart's desire is that you may once again speak to us.
主，今天早晨我们心里面的盼望就是你再一次对我们的心来说话。
Lord, speak to us from your throne.
主，你实在是借着弟兄们的话语来对我们的心来说话。
And Lord, cause our hearts to turn back to you once again.
主，你帮助我们的心再一次来转向你自己。
We thank you, we praise you that you are here with us.
我们为着你与我们同在，我们的感谢赞美你。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国度降临。
May your will be done.
愿你自己的旨意成就在我们中间。
This morning and forever.
从今天早晨开始一直到永永远远。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, this morning I wanted to talk about a burden that the Lord has continued to place upon my heart for the last several weeks.
弟兄姊妹们，今天早晨我要和大家来分享，就是主在过去的几周里面放在我里面的一个负担。
And a few months ago, I had shared on the desire for God to dwell with man.
在几个月前，我和弟兄姊妹们来分享，就是我们要与主同住。
And this morning, I would like to continue on that thought.
今天早晨，我要继续来分享这个思路。
And this morning, I would like to talk about the desire for the Lord for us to be separated unto Him.
今天早上主题就讲到，就是神的心意是要我们能够分别出来归给他自己。
And about the all-sufficient nature of our God.
另外一个点要讲到，就是我们关于神的全足全分的这个性情。
So shall we read a few passages together?
我们先来读几处的经文。
And we'll read from the book of Exodus, chapter 19.
我们先来读出埃及记十九章。
And we will read verses 4, 5, and 6.
我们会读第四节、第五节、第六节。
And I will read first in English, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
我先读英文，我弟兄们会翻译成中文。
Okay, Exodus chapter 19, verses 4, 5, and 6. You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
出埃及记十九章第四节到第六节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And then we shall continue reading from 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
我们再来读彼得前书第二章第九到十节。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people.Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
彼得前书第二章九到十节，我有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙怜悯，现在却蒙了怜悯。
You know, the Lord reminded me of this aspect of separation through my daily Bible reading several weeks ago.
几周前借着我每天读圣经的这个经文, 主就提醒我们, 我们需要分别出来归给我们的主。
And in it, you know, the Lord has been showing me how he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
主,那我看见说他怎样领着以色列人出了埃及。
Very specifically on the night of the Passover, you know, the Lord had some very specific commands for the Israelites.
就在逾越节的晚上, 主赐给以色列人一个特别的命令。
One of them was a continuous reminder from Moses that the dough that they had to make bread contained no yeast within it.
第一个是关于这个无酵饼, 借着摩西他告诉以色列人, 你们要吃无酵饼。
And the other one was that all the males among them that were to partake in the Passover meal needed to be circumcised.
第二点是关于所有吃羔羊的男丁都要受割礼。
And you know, this speaks of a separation that the Lord is after.
这两件事情就讲到神要我们分别为圣归给他。
The Lord is looking for a holy people unto himself.
我们的主在地上寻找一般圣洁的子民归给他自己。
And he is looking for a remnant.
他要来找他这些百姓。
And we know, you know, as I was pondering before the Lord, the last two Sundays, we know our brother Sun has been sharing about the need for us to prioritize entrance into his kingdom.
前两个主日兄弟就跟我们讲到说我们需要来竭力进入神的国度。
And then Brother Lee last Sunday also shared about the remnant.
我的玛丽弟兄上个主日也提到说关于神的余民。
And both of those sharings, you know, really encouraged my heart and confirmed this aspect of separation unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们的分享也使我的心里面更确信说主要分享这个负担就是我们要分别为圣归给他。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 24 and 26, and we will not read it for the sake of time, but it says, "For I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine."
利未记20章24节和26节提到说，我是耶和华你们的神，使你们与万民有分别的。 你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的名。
You know, the Lord wants us to be separated unto him because of his great love toward us.
因为我们的神要把我们分别为圣，归给他自己，因为他自己是圣的。
And the separation is a requirement in order for us to enter into his kingdom.
这个分别为圣，归给他是一个必须的，是我们进入他国度的一个先决条件。
The separation allows us to approach God freely.
这个分别为圣，这个事实就能够使我们能够自由的来接近我们的神。
And to approach him as a kingdom of priests.
就能够使我们成为军眷的祭司来服侍我们的神。
And the separation is one that has been initiated by God himself.
这个分别为圣是神起头的。
And not only has it been initiated by God himself, but he also maintains the separation.
不光是神起头，他还一直保持这个分别为圣这个事实。
We see in the Old Testament that, you know, God wanted the Israelites to continually remember that with a strong and mighty arm he had delivered them out of Egypt.
我们在旧约里面看见说，他有以色列人一直记着这件事情，就是神用他大能的膀臂把以色列人分别为圣归给他自己。
And we know that this separation that God is after is something that actually began a long time ago.
我们知道神所要的这个分别为圣这个事实是从很早以前就开始的。We
have seen in the book of Ephesians how God, before the foundations of the world, has brought us to himself and chosen us in Christ.
我们在以弗所书里面就看见说，神怎样在创世之前，神就定义要拣选我们，要把我们分别为圣归给他自己。So
we see because of his great love toward us, and because of his desire to dwell with us, we need to have the separation exercise in our daily life.
我们看见说，因着他向我们的大爱，因着他里面有一个心愿要和我们同住，所以我们必须分别为圣归给他。And
this is something that we cannot do on our own.
这不是我们靠着自己能够做到的一件事情。We
really have to rely upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross.
我们需要来依靠我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作。And
so again, the two points I wanted to share about this morning was separation unto God and the all-sufficiency of our God.
今天早上我所要分享的两个点，第一个点是关于我们要分别出来归给主，第二点就是我们要依靠我们神的全族全分的能力。
And both of these are related.
这两点实际上是相关的。
Now with regards to separation, I wanted to talk about two points.
关于这个分别为圣归给主，我要讲两个点。
The first was, you know, we see the mention that no yeast is to be in the bread.
第一点关于这无酵饼。
And if you read in Exodus chapter 12, in several passages, there is a continuous reminder that there may be no yeast found in the bread, in the dough.
如果我们在读出埃及记第十二章的时候，我们看见有好几处的经文都提到说，你们要吃无酵饼，这个饼里面应该没有酵。
In fact, in verse 15 of chapter 12, you know, we are reminded, it says, for 7 days you may only eat bread made without yeast. On the very first day, you must remove every trace of yeast from your homes. Anyone who eats bread made with yeast at any time during the 7 days of the festival will be cut off from the community of Israel.
出埃及记十二章十五节这里说，你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
This yeast is something that is very microscopic in nature.
这个酵就是神所不喜悦的一个事情。
Yet it's something that needs to be removed and dealt with.
是需要被除去的，需要被对付的。
This yeast is really an inner means of showing separation.
这个酵是妨碍我们分别为圣归给主的一个事情。
If we allow the yeast to remain in the bread, I think we know what happens. The bread ends up starting to get puffed up.
如果饼里面面里面有酵的话呢，大家都知道什么事情会发生，就是这个面会发起来。
And this speaks of, you know, the pride which is the result of that yeast in our lives.
这也是来一个比喻，来比喻说那个罪在我们生命中的一个工作。
So we see this continuous reminder time and time again that no yeast may be present in the bread, in the dough.
在这里我们看见神一再的告诉以色列百姓说，你们要吃无酵饼，这个饼里面不能有酵。
And then the second aspect of the separation was with regards to circumcision.
这个关于分别为圣归给主，第二件事情就是割礼的事情。
And this was an external means of separation, of showing the separation.
割礼是一个记号，是在外面能看见的一个记号。
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 48, I'll just read the passage. It says, If there are foreigners living among you who want to celebrate the Lord's Passover, let all the males be circumcised. Then they may come and celebrate the Passover with you. They will be treated just as if they had been born among you. But an uncircumcised male may never eat of the Passover lamb. This law applies to everyone, whether a native-born Israelite or a foreigner who has settled among you.
出埃及记十二章四十八节，若有外人寄居在你们中间，愿向耶和华守逾越节，他所有的男子务要受割礼，然后才容他前来捐守。他也就像本地人一样，但未受割礼的都不可吃这羊羔。
You know, when I read these passages, I was really convicted by the Lord.
这个经文实在是对我们的心来说话。
First is my heart really separated unto Him?
就是说，我们的心到底有没有分别出来归给他
？Deep within my heart, am I like that deer that pants after the waters?
在我们的心的深处，我们有没有像那个鹿来渴慕溪水一样来渴慕我们的主？
And then externally, are my actions portraying the reality that I am separated unto God?
在我们外面，我们的行动，我们的行为有没有展示那个实际，就是我们是分别为圣归给主的一般百姓？
We know that the Lord is continually dealing with each one of us, dealing with ourself, life, with our sin.
我们知道主在我们每一个人的生命中一直在做一个工作，就是要除去我们里面的己生命。
And he desires that we may be separate unto him.
他实在盼我们每一个人都可以分别为圣归给他。
You know, earlier we read the passage where the Lord reminds us, we are a kingdom of priests unto the Lord and a holy nation.
在之前我们读到的一些经文就讲到说，我们是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
And again, the reason the Lord is reminding us of this is because he has a desire to dwell with us.
神之所以要做这样的工作，是因为他要与我们同住。
In Exodus chapter 29, verse 46, he says, And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
出埃及记二十九章四十六节这里说，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的，我要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
So brothers and sisters, do we have this feeling that we are separate unto God?
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面有没有这个感觉，说我们是分别为圣，归给神的一般百姓？
You know, as we go about our daily lives, may the Lord really open our eyes to this reality that we belong to Him.
当我们过每天的生活的时候，我们实在是求主来开我们的眼睛，让我们看见说我们是一般分别为圣，归给我们主的百姓。
That we are a kingdom of priests unto Him.
我们是君君的祭司，是属于神的。
And so how do we live a separated life unto the Lord?
我们怎么样能够活出这个分别为圣归给主的事实呢？
And this leads me to my second point. It is by the all-sufficient power of God.
这就讲到我的第二个点，就是我们是要靠我们全主全分这位神的能力。
And the Lord reminded me about this thought several weeks ago during one of our Saturday career group meetings.
在几周前，我们就业组我们有一次的聚会，神就在这个聚会里面对我说话。
You know, we have been reading the book Absolute Surrender by Andrew Murray.
我们在读就是安祖穆勒弟兄写了一本书，就是完全的降服。
And one of the chapters, our brother speaks about the omnipotent nature of God to help us maintain that surrender.
弟兄在这本书里面提到，就是我们要靠着神的能力，能够来保持这个向神的降服。
You know, we praise the Lord that what you and I cannot do, God can and has already done.
我们来赞美感谢主，因为不是我们所做的，我们什么也没有做，但是神已经给我们做成了。
And I'd like for us to look at a few passages.
我们再来读几处的经文。
The first one is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5. And I will read it first and then my brother will read it.
第一处是哥林多后书三章五节，我先读英文的，弟兄会读中文的。
Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
And then Acts chapter 17 verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being.
使徒行传17章28节，我们生活动作全流都在乎他。
And then for Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
腓立比书第二章第十三节，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So in these three passages, we see something very unique about our God.
在这三节的经文里面，我们都看见说神有一个很特别的东西让我们看见了。
We are reminded that our sufficiency is from God.
我们看见说我们的满足是从神来的。
You know, as we sang the hymn, you know, what we lack, God is able to make up.
我们所缺乏的，神可以补上。
And in reality, we lack a lot.
在现实生活中，我们实在是到处都有缺乏。
Actually, in fact, on my own, I don't think I can do anything.
就我自己来讲的话呢，我实际上靠着我自己是什么也不能做。
So we praise the Lord for His all sufficient power.
我们是在赞美主，他的全足全分的能力。
And you know, brothers and sisters, it's interesting because when we are first saved, we rely on this all sufficient power to save us.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们就是靠我们主的全足全分的拯救的能力。
But many times I forget that in my spiritual walk, I still have to take that walk by His all-sufficient power.
但是很多时候，当我们在走这条属灵的道路的时候，我们忘了说我们还是要靠我们主全足全分的能力来走这条路。
Every aspect of my spiritual life and our spiritual life can only be carried out by His all-sufficient power.
在我们属灵生活的方方面面，我们都需要来依靠我们主全足全分的能力，才能够活得出来。
And we see this also in the Israelites' journey, you know, where they were delivered from the Egyptians as they crossed over the Red Sea and into the wilderness.
我们从以色列人的出埃及记，后来他们过了红海，他们在旷野里面，这个也能看见说这一点。
And then we see in the wilderness how God's heart was after His people so that they may realize who He is and rely on His provision.
我们在旷野里面也看见说神的心是怎样的盼望他的百姓能够知道神是怎样的一位神。
And yet we see time and time again the people would forget.
但是我们看见说在以色列的故事里面，在他们历史里面，一次又一次的 百姓忘了神是怎样的一位神。
But we praise the Lord for His faithfulness.
但是我们为他的信实来感谢他。
And His all-sufficient power.
我们为他的全图全部的能力来感谢他。
So again, not only is our Lord the enabler of the separation, but He allows us to maintain that separation.
我们的主不光只是使我们可以分别为圣归给他，并且他能够使我们保持这个分别为圣归给他这个状态里面。
You know, sometimes I think all of us have smartphones nowadays.
在现在这个时代，我们每个人都用我们的手机。
And in that smartphone, you know, there is a battery that provides the power.
我们在这手机里面，我们知道很重要的一个部件就是一个电池。
And not only do we have to turn the phone on and allow that power to be harnessed, but the power from that battery has to go through all of the circuits within the phone so that it'll perform its intended function.
我们不光是要打开手机，那个才手机才能工作，我们必须还需这个电池必须通过手机里面的电路，能够到各个的部分，能够使这个手机能够正常工作。
It is the same way in our lives. The Lord wants us to fully rely upon Him.
这也同样的一个情况，就是我们的生活也需要完全的依靠我们这位主。
You know, through the Old Testament, especially in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, you know, I was reminded of how stringent the Lord's instructions were concerning the tabernacle, concerning all the things that were contained within it.
在旧约的出埃及记里面，我们看见说，神给我们的命令里面非常的仔细，就关于他的会幕，关于他的约柜该怎样的这个建造，就能看见说神的心意。
This aspect of separation was no small matter before God.
在神面前，分别为圣这个事情是个大事情。
God is a very holy and righteous God, and His standards are very high.
因为我们的神是圣洁公义的神，他的标准是非常高的。
No one can attain these standards, but we thank the Lord that through Jesus Christ and in Christ, He has made a way for us.
没有人靠着自己能够达到这个标准，但是感谢主，借着我们的主耶稣基督，他已经使我们能够达到这个标准。
So brothers and sisters, regarding the separation, we are reminded once again that there is no room for ourselves or sin.
弟兄姊妹们，关于这个分别为圣归给主这一点的话呢，我们看见说，
我们
自己不行的。
And we know that the Lord, you know, makes it possible for us.
但是我们知道是主使这个成为可能。
And then finally, also, I was reminded as I, you know, read about the tabernacle as it was being built, how the Lord provided the plans for every little detail concerning the tabernacle.
我们看见在旧约里面，在出埃及记里面，当这个建造会幕这件事情的时候，我们的主怎样把他的计划，把每一个的细节，每一个器具的这个建造，都详详细细的告诉摩西。
And not only did He provide the plans, but He also provided the means to accomplish His plan.
他不光是提供了计划，他还提供了一切的材料，一切的需要。
And that was through the obedient giving of the people.
当然，是借着百姓们的顺服，能够把这些材料能够捐出来。
You know, every provision for God's house was met by God Himself through the people.
在神的会幕里面的每一件器具都是这样造成的。
And everything was used for His glory.
每一件事情都是为他的荣耀而造的。
In Exodus chapter 36, verse 7, we are reminded, and you know, that the material they had was sufficient to do all the work and more.
在出埃及记三十六章第七节这里面说，因为他们所有的材料够做一切当做的物，而且有余。
And finally, I'll close with one more passage, and that's from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
最后我要来读哥林多后书九章八节。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
So brothers and sisters, may we learn to obey the Lord in everything and daily live the separated life unto God.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们能够学习在每件事情上顺服我们的主，在我们的生活中间学习能够分别为圣归给他。
In every action, may we learn to fully rely upon Him, upon the finished work.
让我们在每一个的行为动作里面学习是完全依靠我们的主。
And allow our Lord not only to give us the love and the willingness for His law, but also the power to do His law.
让我们允许我们的主不光是把爱浇灌在我们的里面，并且能够靠着我们的主的能力，能够遵行他的律法。
Remember, He alone gives us the power both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
我们知道我们的立志行事都是神在我们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
I'll end my sharing here.
我的分享就到这里。
We praise the Lord that He has brought us before His presence this morning. And we thank the Lord that our brother reminded us that we should be set apart for the Lord.
And
following in the word of the Lord, let's have a little more fellowship.
Let's
start by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的, 乃是顾念所不见的, 因为所见的是暂时的, 所不见的是永远的。
And while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们知道顾念这个字, 这个词在原文中也有注意的意思。
And we know that the word
to look at
has
pay attention.
We must pay attention to this.
所以这句话也可以说, 神要我们注意那些看不见的事。
So the Lord is reminding us that we need to look at the things which are not seen. And we should not pay attention to the things that we can see.
因为感谢主，神在这节经文也告诉我们为什么。And
we thank the Lord that through this verse He reminds us why.
因为神说我们现在所看见的这些都是暂时的。Because
He says that the things that which are seen are temporal.
而我们所看不见的
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
对于这个暂时的话,
and so the things that are temporal, we can see it in two points of view.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹就算还没蒙恩得救前，我们也发现一件事情。
And I trust that as, before brothers and sisters were saved, we had this situation.
我们发现到人会死。
And we realized that man can die.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们信主之后，我们读主的话，发现主也这样告诉我们。
That we thank the Lord that after we are saved, even though this is what the Lord tells us.
因为希伯来书9章27节那里有这样讲。
Because we see in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And just as it is destined for people to die once, and after this comes judgment.
我们注意到主在这里的话更为深入。
And we just pay attention to what the Lord says here.
因为主说人人都有一死,
because it says that people are destined to die.
不仅如此, 死后且有审判,
and, but after this comes judgment.
但是不管怎样, 我们发现说, 的确人是会死的,
but what we see from here is that man will surely die.
所以因为人会死, 所以就是我们自己而言, 我们发现, 我们现在所看见的, 的确是暂时的。
So what we see here is that the things which we see, the life that we live here is very temporal.
因为我们一旦过去了, 我们死了之后, 我们发现这些我们都看不见了。
Because after we die, the things become unseen.
所以从我们个人主观的经历, 我们可以知道说, 其实我们今天所看到这些事情都是暂时的。
So from our own personal experience, the things that we see here are only temporary.
但是主也 我们感谢主, 主在客观的真理上, 祂的话语里面也告诉我们这件事情。
But we thank the Lord that He tells us in His Word, in His truth, these things.
因为主启示彼得在彼得后书3章12节那里有说,
Because the Lord also revealed to Peter in 2 Peter,
就是在主来的那一日呢, 天被火烧就消化了, 有形质的都要被烈火融化。
And this is in chapter 3, verse 12. It's speaking on the day of the coming of the Lord. It says, the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat.
所以在将来主来的时候, 天地都要废去的。
So we see that on the day of the return of the Lord, that the heavens and the earth will
waste away.
And we know that the Lord revealed this as a revelation to Peter as well as also to John.
启示录21章第一节那里有说,
in Revelation chapter 21 verse 1 it tells us,
我又看见一个新天新地, 因为先前的天地已经过去了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away.
我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
当我们人犯罪堕落之后,
that after man sinned and fell,
神就在做一个恢复的工作。
That the Lord was doing the work of restoration.
但是神做的恢复的工作，不是做的修补的工作。
And he wasn't doing the work of fixing.
神要做的一件事情，就是要完全更新。
That he was completely changing to a new.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要有这样有这样的认识。
And so we need to have this understanding before him.
就是今天我们所看见的一切，这些天和地都要过去的。
That the things we see, the heavens and the earth that we see now will pass away.
所以为什么神提醒我们要注意那看不见的？
So this is why the Lord tells us to focus on the things which are not seen.
比如说我们今天看见神赐给我们这样一个建筑物。
So we see here that the Lord has blessed us with this church building.
那么弟兄姐妹也坐在这些椅子上。
And brothers and sisters are sitting here on these chairs.
那我们有这些科技的设备，让我们在网上参加聚会，因为弟兄姊妹也可以参加聚会。
And we have these technological devices that allow us to meet and gather online.
所以这些都是看得见的事情。
But these are all things that are seen.
但是神要我们注意到一件事情，要注意那看不见的。
But the Lord wants us and desires us to pay attention to the things which are not seen.
所以我们弟兄们也曾经都提醒过我们。
So I know that many brothers and brothers have reminded us.
所以我们聚会的时候，我们应该注意一件事情，就是神的同在。
That as we gather and as we meet, that we need to focus on the presence of the Lord.
因为神的同在是看不见的。
Because the presence of the Lord is something that is not seen.
但是却是非常重要的。
But it is very important.
因为我们今天坐在这里，如果抽掉把神的同在拿去的话。
So if we are sitting here and we remove the presence of the Lord,
那我们这样聚集完全没有意义。
Then there is no purpose to our gathering here.
所以感谢主，主提醒我们真的是要注意那些看不见的事。
So we praise the Lord that he reminds us again and again to pay attention to the things that are not seen.
但我们在这些经文，我们当然也很清楚地看见。
And through these passages we also see.
因为主不是要我们不要看见。
The Lord does not desire us to not see.
就是说主不是要我们把头埋在沙土里面，说好像完全不看这世界上所发生的事。
And the Lord isn't asking us to stick our head into the sand so that we see nothing around us.
换句话说，我们今天所看见的这些都是很实在的。
But it's to say that the things that we see now are our current reality.
但主只是要我们不要注意这些事。
But he tells us not to pay attention to these things.
事实上我们从圣经上我们也看见说主常时常是借着这些我们看得见的事，这些发生在我们身上的事，让我们去注意，让我们去学习一个功课，就是注意那看不见的。
But the Lord desires us through our different situations to focus and to pay attention to the things that are not seen.
我们在圣经上看见很多这样的例子。
And we see many of these examples in the Bible.
我们先来看一下旧约中的约瑟。
And so let's focus on the Old Testament on a character named Joseph.
我们知道约瑟是雅各，就以色列的十二个儿子里面的一位。
And we know Joseph is a son of Jacob, one of the 12 sons of Jacob.
那圣经上也说约瑟是雅各年老的时候所生的。
And we know that Joseph was born to Jacob in his old age.
那圣经上也说约瑟雅各爱约瑟胜过其他的儿子。
And the Bible also tells us that Jacob loved Joseph above the rest.
那雅各也的确给约瑟做了一件彩色的衣服。
And we know that Jacob also made a multicolored robe for Joseph.
那我们知道约瑟应该很喜欢这件彩衣。
And we know that Joseph must have really liked this robe.
因为当雅各差他去见约瑟的哥哥们的时候
，Because when Jacob sent Joseph to meet his brothers，
那我们知道圣经上记载，的确他是穿了一件彩衣去的。
We know that the Bible tells us that Joseph wore this robe to meet his brothers。
但是很可惜的是，他的哥哥们却把他卖了。
But sadly, his brothers sold him。
不但卖了他，也把他那个彩衣脱了下来。
And they removed the robe from him。
然后呢，彩衣上，他哥哥们还把他染上那个牲畜的血，然后给他带回去给雅各看。
And they put blood upon this robe and then brought it back to Jacob.
因为他们要雅各看看，哎，这衣服是不是你儿子约瑟
？And they asked them, "Is this the robe of your son Joseph?"
所以我们看见说，在约瑟的这一段经历里面，可以说是非常的辛苦。
So we can see that in the life of Joseph during this time, it must have been very tough.
那我们也可以看见说。约瑟那时，我们也知道约瑟那时候很年轻。
And we know that Joseph during this time was also very young.
他可能也很纳闷,
he must have been very
naive. 他可能想说,
he must have wondered why did his brothers sell him into slavery. But we thank the Lord.
我们后来我们现在读神的话,
and as we read the Word of God, we understand why.
因为在使徒行传第七章第九节那里,
because it tells in Acts chapter 7 verse 9.
因为在那,我们知道使徒行传第七章是斯蒂凡为主所见证所说的一些,所说很多的话。
We know that this is the Stephen as he was before the council.
因为第七章第九节,斯蒂凡这样说,
and so Stephen says in Acts chapter 7 verse 9.
他说,先祖嫉妒约瑟,把他卖到埃及去, 神却与他同在。
The patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt, yet God was with him. Let's make brothers and sisters focus on this.
所以很清楚,他的哥哥们就像我们一样,我们是罪人,我们有嫉妒的心。
That we, like his brothers, are sinners.
所以他们嫉妒约瑟,就把他卖到埃及去。
And they became jealous and they sold Joseph.
但最后这句话更为宝贵。
But the last word and phrase is more precious.
神却与他同在,
yet God was with him.
在这外面的事情是约瑟被卖到埃及去,
in the outward appearance, we see that Joseph was sold into slavery to
Egypt. And
this is something that is seen.
但神在约瑟身上要他学习一件功课,
but the lesson that God desired Joseph to learn,
也是要我们所学习的,
was something that God also desires us to learn.
那看不见的,
it is something that is unseen.
神却与他同在,
God was with him.
我们知道约瑟被卖到埃及去,不是说卖到埃及去做人家的养子。
We know that Joseph wasn't sold into Egypt to royalty. To be an adopted son.
或者说卖到埃及去做埃及人的王子,
or to be a prince.
但约瑟被卖到埃及去,卖到埃及去是做奴隶被卖去的。
But Joseph was sold as a slave.
这是在诗篇105篇那里有讲到。
And this tells this is written in Psalm 105:17.
第十节那里讲到说约瑟被卖为奴仆。
And it says Joseph who was sold as a slave.
所以我们知道这个奴仆这个奴隶也是人。
And we know that slaves are also people.
所以为了防止这个人会逃跑,所以我们通常看过,看这些图画里面,奴隶就像犯人一样,是被捆绑的。
And we see oftentimes that slaves are chained up.
所以我们知道,我们读同样的诗篇第18节,下面也讲到说,人用脚镣伤他的脚,他被铁链困居。
And so in verse 18 it tells us, they afflicted his feet with fetters, he himself was laid in irons.
所以我们看见约瑟这时候是脚上带着脚镣,然后身上披着铁链。
So we see that the picture that is placed before us is that Joseph was chained up.
那我们也知道从迦南地到埃及,他是被卖到埃及去的,从迦南地到埃及这一段路也不是短的路程。
And we know that he was sold from Canaan, the land of Canaan, to Egypt, and that is not a short distance.
所以我们知道约瑟在这段路程上实在是受了很大的艰,很大的困难,很大的辛苦。
And so we know that Joseph must have suffered in this journey.
但是神是要他再学习一个功课。
But the Lord desired Joseph to learn a lesson.
就是神的同在。
And it was the presence of the Lord.
我们感谢主在创世纪39章那里有讲到。
And so we praise the Lord that in Genesis chapter 39 it tells us.
当约瑟被卖到埃及,就是护卫长波提法的时候那里呢,神讲了这句话。
And that he was sold into the house of Potiphar, the captain of the guards.
39章,创世纪39章第二节。
And in Genesis 39 verse 2.
也是我们刚才读过的。
It also is something that we had just read.
耶和华与约瑟同在,
and the Lord was with Joseph.
所以我们知道这个耶和华与约瑟同在这个功课是神要约瑟学习的。
And so we see that the lesson that the Lord was with Joseph is a lesson that he desired him to learn.
虽然在路上非常的艰辛,
that even though the journey was rough,
但一旦到了埃及地, 然后神还是重复这句话,
That after arriving in Egypt, that the Lord reminded us once again that the Lord was with Joseph. So we praise the Lord.
And so we see
many times through Genesis 39 that Joseph was learning this lesson.
And
so as he was in the house of Potiphar, his life was going smoothly.
原因不是其他的,
but it was because that the Lord was with Joseph.
但是后来呢, 波提法的妻子呢,
but afterwards, we know that the wife of Potiphar came to tempt Joseph.
那我们在创世纪这一章的, 21节, 对不起, 在 第九节那里,
but we see in verse 9 of this chapter,
那约瑟怎么回答那个主人的妻子呢?
How does he respond to Potiphar's wife?
他说,我怎能做这大恶的罪神?
He responds by saying, how then could I do this great evil?
我们在这里注意到约瑟说得罪神,
and sin against God. So let's focus on the sin against God.
所以我们看见约瑟学到这个功课了。
So we see that Joseph must have learned a lesson.
因为他知道说在他路上非常艰苦，现在在波利法家非常顺利。他说这些都是因为神的关系。We
see that through his journey through the house of Potiphar, we see that all these things Joseph must have learned are come from God.
所以在这里约瑟没有对那个主人的妻子说，我怎能做这大恶得罪我的主人呢？
So we see that Joseph did not say, how can I do this great evil and sin against my master?
这里讲到约瑟是这样回答他的主人的妻子说，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
He responds by saying, how can I do this great evil and sin against God?
所以我们看约瑟在这些事情里面，他真的是注意到是神在那里。
So we see that Joseph paid attention to how God was in every aspect of his life.
所以感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
虽然约瑟因为没有跟他主人的妻子同寝，后来反而被下到监牢里。
That even though he was not tempted by his master's wife, he was thrown into prison.
但是在同样一章39章，创世纪39章21节那里说到，
In Genesis chapter 39 verse 21, it tells us again.
还是那句话。
It's the same phrase.
但耶和华与约瑟同在。
But the Lord was with Joseph.
所以感谢主。
And so we praise the Lord.
我们刚才从使徒行传斯蒂凡所做的见证。
From the testimony of Stephen in the book of Acts,
到我们看见在创世纪所记载约瑟的故事,
and to the recording of the story of Joseph in Genesis,
我们看见神真的是要我们注意那看不见的,
we see that the Lord desires us to pay attention to the things that are not seen.
神的确是借着我们这些看见的事，我们身上的经历，来注意到神的同在，或是注意到神自己。
Through our situation and our experiences here on this earth, God desires us to pay attention to His presence.
那我们知道在圣经上，在旧约中还有另外一个人物，也是从他身上我们看到同样的功课。
And we know that in another Old Testament character, we see that he learns the same lesson.
就是大卫。
And this is David.
因为我们都很熟悉的诗篇23篇。
And I trust we're all very familiar with the book of Psalm, chapter
23.
And in verse 5, it tells us,
他说,
you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
那我们看见这里非常清楚地告诉我们,
and it tells us very clearly here,
因为大卫的确是看见敌人,
because David was able to see his enemies,
大卫就在敌人的面前,
and before his enemies.
但感谢神,
David praised the Lord.
大卫注意到神的同在。
He understood and realized the presence of the Lord.
他说,在我敌人面前,你为我摆设筵席。
That before the presence of his enemies, he prepared it, the Lord prepared a table for him.
那同样在诗篇18篇29节。
In Psalms chapter 18, verse 29.
大卫也这样写。
He once again tells us.
大卫说,我借着你,就是神,我借着你冲入敌军,借着我的神跳过墙垣。
And it says, for by you, and this you is speaking on God, I can run at a troop of warriors, and by my God, I can leap over a wall.
所以神没有叫大卫说, 哦, 看不见敌人, 看不见墙。
And so the Lord didn't ask David to not look at his enemies, didn't ask him to not look at the wall.
所以的确, 敌人就在前面, 墙就在前面。
But the enemy is before him, the wall is right in front of him.
但大卫他看到,
but David focused upon the presence of the Lord.
所以大卫说,
so David tells us, for by you I can run at a troop of warriors.
借着我的神跳过墙垣,
and by my God I can leap over a wall.
所以我们感谢神,
so we praise the Lord.
从圣经上很多的例子里面, 我们都可以看见, 神的确是要我们注意那看不见的。
That many stories and characters in the Bible tell us that we need to focus on the presence of the Lord.
我们再说,
and so that's saying
神不是叫我们不要看见这些事情,
that God isn't asking us to not look and not see.
是的,我们会看见这些事。
Yes, we will see things.
而且从约瑟身上我们看见,在这些事里面的确,也许有顺利的事,也许有不顺利的事。
And we see many things that are happening very smoothly or happen very chaotically.
但是不管怎样,我们看见了。
But no matter what we see,
但是神要我们注意,
God desires us to focus.
注意那看不见的,
to focus on the things that are not seen.
所以我们真是感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
我们知道在这幕后的时代,
that we know that in these end times,
神的话也非常清楚告诉我们,
God tells us very clearly,
末世必有危险的日子,
that these times are a dangerous time.
所以我们现在在处在这个非常, 其实像我们弟兄也曾说, 我们事实上是处在这个敌人四部的环境里面。
And we know that our brothers have told us that we are living in the time of the enemy.
所以我们要怎么样能够真是 在这样恶劣的环境里面能够在神面前站立得住。
So how can we stand firm for the Lord in this situation?
就是我们靠着神的话来提醒我们自己。
And through the word of the Lord, we need to be reminded.
看到这些事情的时候,我们看见了。
That when we see the situations that we are in,
但是我们要,我们却是要注意那看不见的。
What we need to focus and pay attention to,
我们感谢神。
Are the things that are not seen. So we praise the Lord.
我们因为时间的关系,也许我们就停在这里。
But because of time, let's end here.
但是我们觉得神的话实在是非常的宝贵。But
we know and trust that the word of the Lord is very precious.
因为保罗他自己也的确经历很多的艰难。And
we know that the apostle Paul also went through a lot of hardships.
但是神就告诉他这句话。And
but the Lord tells them.
因为神说我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。He
tells them that the that we are not looking at things that are seen, but those that are unseen.
好,我们愿神的这些话能继续来帮助我们。
So through these words, may the Lord truly help us.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣基督,我们实在满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你的话实在是我们脚前的灯,是我们路上的光。
Your word is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths.
谢谢你让我们看见你救赎了我们。
And we thank you that you have saved us.
你也把我们分别为圣来归给你自己。
And you have set us apart for yourself.
主啊, 在这幕后的世代,
and in these end times,
你也知道我们会经历很多的辛苦。
You know that we will go through many hardships.
主啊, 但是谢谢你提醒我们, 我们可以常常来仰望你。
But thank you, Lord, that you remind us that we can look upon you.
我们可以来注意到那看不见的事。
That we can focus on the things that are unseen.
就是注意到你的同在。
And that we can pay attention to your presence.
注意到你的带领。
To look upon your leading.
注意到你是天天看顾我们的神。
And to focus on a God who cares for us.
主啊,我们实在没有其他话可说。
And so Lord, there is no other words to say.
我们只有把感谢、赞美、敬拜来献给你。
But we can give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
主啊,谢谢你继续来坚固你的百姓。
And Lord, may you continue to strengthen your people.
坚固你的教会,
and strengthen your church.
主啊, 使你的教会早日的装饰整齐,
so that your church may be made ready.
哦, 好叫你能够快快地回来, 迎娶你的心腹,
so that you can quicken your return to bring back your bride.
主啊, 我们一起伏伏在你的施恩座前,
and so Lord, as we come and sit before your presence,
我们再把感谢赞美来献给你,
we once again give you our praise and our
thanks. 谢谢主早上与我们同在,
we thank you for your presence here this morning.
垂听我们这样的祷告,
hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好,感谢主,我们接下来有些事情报告。
We praise the Lord. Following, we'll have a short announcements.
我想我们还是在主里面先欢迎一下在网上参加的聚会的或者第一次来到网上参加聚会的弟兄姊妹朋友们。
And in the Lord, let's once again welcome the brothers and sisters who are online meeting with us.
虽然我们看不见你，但是我们在主里面诚心的欢迎你。
That even though we can't see you physically, we can welcome you in the Lord.
那今天在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹朋友们，如果你第一次来到的话，请你站起来。
And brothers and sisters or friends, if you're here for the first time, we ask that you please stand.
我们也愿意来认识你，然后欢迎。
So that we can come to know you and welcome you.
好，前面有一位。因为我们疫情的关系，所以我们不传麦克风，所以请你稍微大声的介绍你的名字。好，我们从这里开始。
Because of the pandemic, we won't pass around a mic, but we'll start from the front. If you could just introduce your name.
My name is Peng, and thank you for my friend here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Next.
Welcome.
Welcome.
好，这边还有吗？
Anyone else on my right hand side?
好，我们到左边这边。
You can go to the left.
好，欢迎你。
Welcome.
好的。
Welcome.
好，请坐。 还有没有其他的弟兄姊妹朋友们？
Is there anyone else who's here for the first time?
我们感谢主，让我们可以很欢喜的聚在主的面前。We
praise the Lord that we can gather with joy in His presence.
好，我们接下来有几件事情报告。And
following, we'll have a couple short announcements.
我们星期二有祷告聚会，星期五有读经聚会，星期六有东南区的读经聚会。On
our Tuesday, we have our prayer meeting. Friday, we have our Bible study, and Saturday, we have our Southeast District Bible study.
这些聚会仍然是在线上举行。And
these meetings are currently online.
我们请弟兄姐妹们真是靠着主的恩典，我们多多参加聚会。And
we pray, to the Lord that we can continue to meet together in His presence.
在一起聚会的时候，我们可以彼此激励，我们靠着主给我们力量。
And that as we meet together, that we can encourage one another and ask the Lord for strength.
我们主日的聚会, 仍然是混合模式。
And our Sunday meeting is currently in our hybrid format.
可以在线上或是亲自来到会所这里。
You can meet online or come in person.
我们主日的聚会10点开始有拨饼聚会。
And our breaking of bread meeting begins at 10 a.m.
如果是在线上的话，线上连结在我们教会的网站上都有。
And if you're meeting online, there is a Zoom link on the church website.
然后我们接下来是10点50有诗歌和信息的聚会。
And starting at 10:50, we have a time of singing and worship and the message meeting.
我们下个主日是我们的林环弟兄要分享信息。
And next week, our brother Juan Lin will be sharing with us.
李世伯弟兄就是我要为我弟兄翻译。
And our brother Xu Po Li will be interpreting for our brother.
我们请弟兄姊妹为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
And please pray for our brother's services.
也为我们所有弟兄姐妹，我们祷告继续能够很丰盛的聚在主的面前。
As well as every brother and sister attending, that we can gather together in the presence of our Lord.
那儿童的聚会呢，是星期五和主日呢都有，都在也都在线上。
And the children's meeting, we also have Friday night meetings as well as Sunday meetings, and those are online.
我们请做家长的弟兄姊妹啊，每天可以陪你的孩子们呢一起来读圣经和亲近主。
And we ask the parents to lead their children in daily Bible reading and prayer.
我们如果你要来这里参加聚会的弟兄姐妹，我们还是请你在家里先做自我的一些检测。
And if you do desire to meet with us in person, we ask that you, before you come, that at home you screen yourself.
如果你有任何的症状或任何的不舒服，我们还是请你在家参加线上的聚会。
If you don't feel well at all, please stay home and meet with us online.
那如果你来到这里的话，因为现在疫情还是没有结束哈，所以我们如果来到这里，我们还是请弟兄姐妹都戴着口罩。
And because the pandemic is not yet over, we ask that when you come, please wear a mask.
好，那我们今天报告停在这里。
And we'll end our announcements here.